source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Metaphysical, paranormal, you know, all those things you've been wondering about. Are you ready to go deeper into the realms of the unknown? I hope you've got your walking shoes on, because life is an adventure, and this is the journey. Come on, let's go.
Sorry about that. I tended to be on mute there for a minute. I'm so used to Jen starting the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Jenna Grover. Unfortunately, Jen Cruz is having computer problems, which is usually my problems, but this time it is her. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up the hour today. We're really excited today because we've got two fabulous guests. We're welcoming Mike Feltner and Amanda Rowland to the Journey Radio Show to discuss their recent encounter with Florida's Bigfoot, the Skunk Ape. Now, Mike Feltner is from the Ohio Night Stalkers and is a very well-known Bigfoot researcher team. He's recently visited his cousin Amanda Rowland in Florida, and together they went looking for the notorious creature known as the Skunk Ape. Now, we are so excited to have them here tonight to tell us about what they experienced. Are you guys there?
Yes,
we're right here.
Wonderful. Well, right before the show, you guys said you guys had an awesome night, and I'm so excited to just kind of dig in there. Without Jen to start the show, we might as well just dig in. So tell us a little bit about what happened and how you started the night.
Well, the whole thing is I get Martin Luther King off from my job, and Amanda, my cousin, has really been an influence with Bigfoot since she's been following us for about 2 years and stuff. And the whole trip was to surprise my brother. My brother lives in Jacksonville. I got aunt and uncle that lives in Daytona. My cousin Angie lives in Daytona. And we wanted to make a trip. My wife had to work the whole weekend. And I was like, all right, well, I get Monday off. So booked a flight to Florida. And we had a good time. But in the meantime, and a couple weeks ago, before that happened, I told Amanda, I said, hey, I knew Florida was a hotbed for skunk ape Bigfoot activity, and I told her I could bring some of my gear, which I brought my flare, which you should see going through the airport with a heat thermal, at you and all this. So it was like I was able to bring some of my gear. I didn't have my shout out to Mike Miller, my partner with me, or any of my other crew, Bev and Mac and Cody and my son Jordan. So it was like me solo. And she was like, all right. So there was a couple people that got us like maps of this area that we was going to go to. And the night happened to where it was that Sunday night. I think that was the 20th, and it was the eclipse. And so we went to visit my brother that day, and then we're like, all right, well, we're going to go out this night. And then we went out to somewhere to eat, and we kind of had this map, and we was going to go almost like another 22 miles to this other spot. And then the eclipse was out, and we're driving through the Ocala National Forest. That's where my cousin lives, and there's a hotbed of Bigfoot activity through there. And we cross over this bridge, and I rolled down the window. I was like, oh, wow, there it is. So we got off this one exit by this bridge, and this bridge is huge, and to see the eclipse. And then, as we get on, stuff started to happen, and it was all kind of like, wow, because we was not even going to go to this area, and we're by the swamp area, and just a lot of stuff happened. So
did you guys have this all planned out? Like you said, when you guys got together, like all of these people decided to get together, did you guys plan, like, did you guys call each other and like say, hey, we're going to do this? Or did you just kind of, did you decide just at the spur of the moment?
Yeah, we knew we were going to go out in the woods.
Okay, so you guys had all of this planned then for how long? Probably a couple weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But we had no idea we was going to end at this spot. We was actually going to go somewhere else.
Well, I'm excited. So, okay, so you guys get out to this spot, which you don't have to tell because I know that a lot of our viewers understand that we really can't tell where we're looking. But so
I don't even know where I'm at.
Oh, really?
She would know where. Yeah, because, you know, I...
So that's how it is with Jen, too. Jen can remote view, and it's like, all right, we're on track here. So when you got to the spot, and either one of you guys can continue with this, but when you got to the spot, what happened?
Go ahead, Amanda.
Well, when we were on the bridge looking at the eclipse, he was like, go down that little road right there. Go down that little road. So I was like, okay, so why not? So we went down the road, and there was a fox that crossed the road in front of the car.
Oh.
And then right after the fox crossed the road, this big old owl, a huge owl, flew from one side of this little road to the other. And he was like, ooh, this is a good spot. There's a lot of wildlife here. Stop here for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped the car. And then I said, do a call. And he was like, let's just look around. He was just getting the feel of the place. It was creepy. It was dark. The eclipse was happening. It was creepy. There was creatures around. We're by the water, so you hear everything. You can imagine. Yeah.
And how many people again were with you guys?
Just me and her.
Oh, just you two at this time?
Yeah. Yes, it's just me and her. And like I said, we was going to go to another area, and we just got out to look up, and it was pitch dark as eclipse, and we seen that owl and that fox.
Oh, that's
and
perfect.
Then we heard something and to the right, but we knew we were near a swamp, right? I've never squatched in Florida. And it looked, the big leaves, it looks like Jurassic Park. And in the distance, we're just standing there, was a massive vocalization. It was just like, wow.
What kind of a vocalization was it?
It almost sounded like some of our screams that we picked up in Ohio before.
Really?
With my group. And I'm really like nervous because this is virgin territory to me. I've never been here. I've never, you know, and I know there's boar out there. And during the day, I was seeing all these black bear signs. And I, you know, a lot of people think of Florida. They think of the swamps or the beaches. But this is pretty thick forest. And then my cousin said, yeah, there's tons of bears here. There's a lot of, and I was like, wow. So there's a lot of wildlife out there. But yeah, it was just in the distance.
Did you see any gators?
Then, yes. When we drove to another area and there was a swamp and we seen this gator with the eye, the eyes went down. But we was hearing something in the movement. So I took my flare and I seen something. It looked biped, just like moving. It was, and she seen it first. Amanda seen it first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda, what did you do when you saw it?
Truthfully, I was freaking out inside. I was a little bit blissed out. I was meditating because he had already done a call. Well, we had heard, he heard something, and then he did one of his calls, which is unbelievable. Well, you can't really appreciate it until you're standing next to it when he does that.
Yeah.
And then when he does that, I was like, okay, I felt that in my chest. So, it was intense. So then I was feeling something up ahead, and then he had the flare, and sure enough, it's funny because you look through, you know it's not a person. But, like, afterward, you're like, that had to been a person, even though you know it's not possible that it was a person.
Well, yeah, your mind wants
to. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, your mind just wants to make sense.
You know it's not possible.
Right.
Especially since we look 1 second in the stairs and then you look again and poof.
Oh, wow. So what happened next? Did you say, Mike, I see this thing. Did you see it?
No, he did a wood knock. He's crazy. He did a wood knock.
To call him closer?
And it got a response.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and it was just like, wow. And it just got creepier and creepier.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Then there was another knock, and it sounded distant. And then,
yeah.
So we get it. We get in the vehicle and we go further the bridges. So
yeah, he kept saying, "Let's go down. Let's go further down. Let's go further down." And he was right, because when we went further down, then there was he did another call, which we got a response from, and then he got a rock thrown. We got a rock thrown at us.
Oh my.
Which was crazy.
You guys have those recordings. You guys have those recordings. So I don't know exactly what order. Yeah.
Jen. Yep. Jen, send them to me. Yep. In fact, I think Jen may be added to the call. Can you guys just give us a second? Jen, are you there? She might be having more computer problems. So let's continue right where you left off. I'm sorry. So you did the wood knocks. And you said you sent, oh, there she is. I see her. Hey, Jen.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, everybody. Hey. I'm so sorry.
Hi.
My computer has been locked up tight.
No worries.
That's
got the Mike.
Worst.
We've got Mike and Amanda. They're already telling the story. Were you listening at all?
I can only hear bits and pieces as it was like in and out, trying to get on the chat room. So... I'm sorry I didn't get to. I'm missing out on it. Where are we at?
We could start all over.
No, don't start
we
over.
We could start all over.
No, not for me. I can listen to it later.
Right now, why don't you start from where you were at? Now, right now, what they're talking about is they got to a specific spot. Amanda had heard something, right, Amanda?
Yeah.
And you saw something, and she said it looked kind of like a human being, but, you know, she just was wowed out, and so they didn't know what to do, so all of a sudden, well, she wasn't sure what to do, and Mike went, and he did a knock, and they got some responses. Do you want to take it from there?
Yeah, what happened, Jen, is it was the night of the eclipse, and we crossed this bridge, and we wanted to say get close to the eclipse, because it got dark, and we seen this owl flew by. And we got out, and it was just like real quiet, and we're standing there, and we're getting some of our recording stuff equipment going, and we heard a scream, a massive scream in the distance, and then we heard something walking by us, and Amanda took my flare, and she seen something moving, and I seen it too, and I went over by a tree by us, and I did a couple knocks, and we got a couple response, and I'm freaked out because this is virgin. I've never been Bigfooting in Florida. You know, I've heard about the skunk ape. And, you know, we was actually supposed to go another 20 miles down the road to this other area. We've got a map. And we're off this side, and we're getting this stuff right here. And it was pretty wild.
Very cool. So did you guys get any like, videos? Like, what kind of equipment were you guys packed with that night?
Well, being that... You know, it was just, hey, I'll take my flare. We'll go squatching. I had a limit of what I took, and I actually went and bought my wood knocker that I got at Home Depot that I have here at my house. So I went actually and bought one at Home Depot that I have that it's awesome. And, you know, I can't have a lot of my equipment because of flying in a plane, but I had my recorder. But Amanda has the download off her phone, and that's what she recorded some of the stuff. So... when that stuff settled down, that's when we got in the vehicle and drove closer to the bridge where the swamp area was at. And that's where we saw the gator and a lot of stuff happen exactly at that spot before we kind of like went into the woods. So we had some equipment. That's what the audiophile we did send, you know, I usually get them analyzed, but it was just time frame and stuff. But it was... the whole year that we went Bigfooting that I did with Ohio, it was kind of like, yeah, there was some stuff, but this one night was amazing. It was just amazing.
That's so cool. I wish I would have been there. You know, I've never gotten to go out with you yet. I can't wait to get us girls out with you guys so we can actually experience some fun together. You know what I mean? And not in a naughty way. Quit thinking weird, guys.
You got to do it. Women. It's incredible.
Well, you're going to have to be with Amanda.
Yeah. See, Amanda's never done it either. So, you know, women and children are always great to have. So when we go to this underpass where you can see the bridge, I mean, this bridge was tall. And I was thinking maybe, you know, they go through here. Maybe people throw trash and stuff. So it's a pretty freaky moment. And then Amanda's like, you girls, she meditates and she's really spiritual with these things. So we're sitting there and I'm sitting here by her vehicle and she's doing that. And then it sounded like a massive rock got thrown. And then we was hearing knocks just left and right. And, but I don't
and
know.
And Chuff, we heard Chuff. Yeah.
What did you hear?
Sounded like, Chuff, it sounded like,
oh.
Like that.
Like
and then it was funny. It was like in response to stuff that, and listening back after he left, I was listening to it. It was almost in response. Like he was like, Amanda, did you lock the keys in the car? And you know, I mean, it's like the craziest thing. There was another one where the flare wasn't recording. And I was like, I told you to put it on record. And he said, I put it on record when I handed it to you. It shuts itself off. And then I heard another poof. You know what I mean? Like, poof. It's just a tiny coincidence. It's crazy.
Oh, that's so cool. So I need to know, just because I'm curious. How far away were you guys?
From civilization?
No, I'm so sorry.
From the sound?
From the sound, yeah.
I would say 15 yards.
Oh my gosh, that's really close.
20 yards. Yeah, it was. It was very close.
So did you feel...
It was very close.
Did you feel any vibration or anything like that? Energy or anything?
Yeah, I totally did.
Really?
Yeah, I was blissed out. He kept asking me, like, aren't you scared? Are you scared? I was scared. I was scared at different times. I was petrified. But at the same time, I was blissed out.
And just think, if that was your first time, are you addicted now?
I am totally.
Uh-huh. It doesn't take long. So, I mean.
I went back again on my own. You're going to break the leg and nobody's going to find you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I told her. I said you should have done that, you know. It's just scary. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's awesome that you're so excited about it, but never go by yourself. You could end up disappearing and no one would ever see you again. Try to take someone out with you.
You don't want to be Bigfoot's love slave, do you?
Yeah.
Heck no, that's crazy. But I have one of my best friends. She's a frontier woman and she's like totally outdoorsy and I thought for sure she would go with me. But and I was in her wedding, and she's the sweetest thing with a beautiful soul. She's had she's been in a paranormal experience her whole life. And when she gave me the hard no, I was crushed. But I was like, wow, you know, it is what it is. I don't have anybody to go with.
Oh, man. And she said no, and she's an outdoorsy girl, huh?
She just said it's not her thing to be out in the woods in the night. She's been raised here, so she's used to the country. She's a country girl. She fishes. She's a frontier woman. You know, she's very, very hands-on country girl. And
she has a supportive
husband, an amazing husband, and she's still like, no. It was a hard no, too, so I was kind of crushed.
She'd be like a perfect person for you.
She is a perfect person. She's totally in the paranormal. She's totally cool, beautiful, beautiful spirit.
Well, maybe somebody will, you know, hear you tonight on the radio and be like, hey, I'll go with you. You know what? So if you guys are out there listening, you know Amanda, you get over there, call her, and she'll bring you out to a great place. Right, Amanda?
I totally will. And you know what's weird today? I sent Cousin Mike a picture of I was behind a truck today and it had the Bigfoot on it. And when I took it, I look at my phone, it says 444. So I was like, wow, everything's in motion.
It's the sun. There's your sun.
Yeah. I was like, what?
So you guys are out there. I'm just trying to figure out. I'd be so excited. What kind of a time frame was it from the time that you saw the owl and the fox and then the owl? What, like, from that moment until you heard the first significant sound? How long was it?
It wasn't very long. Mike, I actually asked him to do a call when we got out of the car, and we were hearing. We heard a call right away. Something, you know, so like we said.
That was after
and
his
something
call?
In the woods. No, but he did a call right away. And then after he did the call, that when he said, he did a call and he said, turn your recorder on. Did you turn your recorder on? And that's when I turned my recorder on. And when, after he did the first call, there was a cacophony, which I couldn't really send to you guys, but there was like all heck broke loose in the forest of all these different crazy sounds. I got the first piece. And, but honestly, I tried to get more last night, but when I was on the voice recorder, it was saying like unable to play this media file for some reason.
Yeah,
so I couldn't do any more than what I sent, but there was so much more.
Yeah, no, and that usually happens whenever you're looking for Bigfoot or you're trying to get that those voice recordings or the audios or the videos. It always seems like something goes wrong. I don't know why. It's like the videos that should be taking take blurry pictures, or the audios that should be going, you know, they don't work.
Yeah, so twice I asked him to hand me the flare on record, and I think, I don't remember 100%, but I think he did hand it to me on record. And then whenever I was like, is this recording, because once I saw one by one tree where we were first parked, then when we went deeper in, there was another one that was putting his head out and then out and in. And then the third time when he put his head out, he put his, this guy, the Bigfoot guy, put his head forward. And when he put his head forward, I spoke aloud with my actual voice instead of in my head. And I said, I see you. And I thought I was recording, but because I said it wasn't recording. And that's whenever I was like, I thought you were recording. And he said, I handed it to you on record and turned itself off.
Oh, that stinks.
And then it popped his head back.
Is this on record?
I know, it was terrible.
Mike, I suppose you were kind of devastated when she said it's not recording.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I
just blows my mind, because it was, we were supposed to go to another area that clips, and then I saw this happen, and then where the rock happened at this other area, well, we went into this wood line, and with the swamps there, it looked just like Jurassic Park. And then we seen these eyes, which was a gator that went down, and we went by where the gator was, but it was in the swamp, and in the distance you can just hear knocks, just like, I mean, to me it was like, here they are. And it was just like, oh my God. It was like, it's like you can't get in that water. It's like there's a gator, a swamp, you don't know what's in there. It's like I said, you know, I'm used to Ohio land, not Florida land, and she grew up there, and it was just an unbelievable night. It just still blows my mind that we had all this. We actually woke up. Shout out to Jeff Byers, Creature Replica. I actually woke him up about 4 o'clock in the morning, and just like, you know, because he's up half the night, say, hey man, we had this, because he's like, tell me what happened, and it was exciting. So,
and the second recording, you guys have to have that vocal. That's after he did this like samurai sound. I don't know if you know the one I'm talking about. It sounds like the Sierra sound. He did that type of vocal, and then what? I'm sorry.
Oh no, I
didn't mean to.
Oh no! You were speaking just awesome. I was just going to ask Jen. Did you happen to get the vocals to Sarge?
I did. He's going to be able to play 3 of the files. I hoped he could have edited the one, because there's swear words in it, but he wasn't able to do that, so we can't play that file.
Yeah, that was...
Well,
see, when we was under the bridge, it was, you know, I'm making sure, hey, is there any, you know, homeless people? Is there anybody out here? And it was like, there's nobody out here.
Nothing.
It was... That was creepy when that rock came, because we've had that happen tons of times, and I was like, oh shit, you know, this is happening. This is happening right now. It's like, you know, nothing against my cousin Amanda, but you know, she's my cousin. She's a girl. She's vulnerable. I don't have my Night Stalker crew with me, right? I don't have Mike Miller with me. You know, it's like, wait a minute. I feel like I was alone anyways, you know, but you know, so that was
thanks.
Just...
Thanks, guys. You're
welcome. You know what I mean.
Thanks, you know, guys.
It was just like, wait a minute. Because I've been out, you know, I've took my son out growing up. My son has went Bigfooting with me for years. And one time I took him and his friend out, and it was just, you're like, wait a minute, I feel like I'm alone. Because, you know, you want to protect them, but you know, they're not used to that type of environment being out at night like that. And
definitely.
I've seen your cousin, Mike. She's pretty cute. I think the skunk ape might be more interested in her than you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're probably the reason he came around. He was like, hey, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you.
Women and children,
yeah, it was such a
fight. Best to take out.
I wonder, do you ever think that maybe, you know, part of the reason women and children kind of bring those in is they're, well, I don't know if it's because they're innocence or maybe that they are more fearful than men. Have you ever thought about that, Mike?
Yes. Yes, both. I think both. I think the squatches are so curious and, you know, then they know what hunters look like and, you know, not saying, you know, women can hunt, but you know what I mean? They know when, and we've told you our tactics, how we, you know, squatch is we go out and, you know, sit around and just do our stuff and just be quiet and do our knocks and calls. But we're just, you know, we have Beb McCoy that goes with us. She's a female and, you know, growing up had my son and now we take, you know, we take Mike's son that's younger and you get results a lot. And I feel that innocence, you know, and here's, you know, and they probably thought here, you know, we might've just broke down or whatever. And then when we do the knocks, they was like, that got their attention quick. Like, you know, but yeah, I had my, you know, cute cousin with me and I don't know. So,
well, maybe they thought, maybe they thought you were really cute too, Mike. So you got so quiet. I've never
seen. We're at the half of the show. We're going to
kind of got shy on that one when you said that.
We're going to have to take a 2-minute break, y'all. So we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we can play the recordings that you shared with us on the air. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Mike Feltner from Ohio Night Stalkers and his cousin, Amanda. Stay tuned, everybody.
My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. I am a published author, academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast who holds 4 advanced degrees with an interest in parapsychology and life after death issues. I have written about and encountered nearly 100 situations involving the paranormal, with my most frightening experience being a floor-length mirror cycling around in front of me in a haunted room I had stayed in. I invite you to tune in Thursday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
To a ghost when their home is torn down. No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para-X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para-X.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jen Cruz, and this is the Journey Radio Show. We're showing up as the She-Squatchers tonight. So, of course, I've got my fellow She-Squatcher on with me, Jenna Grover, the fabulous and wonderful Jenna Grover. And tonight, our very special guest is Mike Feltner from the Ohio Night Stalkers. And you can see him on TV. He's been featured on a TV show called Terror in the Woods, and these woods are haunted. Anyways, project's coming up right now, I think, with Small Town Monsters. Is that right, Mike? I think
yes,
it is.
On the trail of On the Trail of Bigfoot. Yep. Yes.
On the Trail of Bigfoot.
We filmed that back in December.
Wonderful. So I can't wait to see that.
And they're actually going to show that March 29th at the Canton Palace Theater in Canton, Ohio. And me and my blood brother, Mike Miller, will be there. And then Saturday, March 30th, while we're there in Canton, Ohio, we're doing a library lecture. So good times.
Nice. Awesome. You guys are staying busy. That's for sure.
Yes. Fun stuff. And so recently, Mike Feltner of the Ohio Night Stalkers went down to visit his family members in Florida, his wonderful cousin Amanda. And together, they decided to go out in the wild down there and look for Florida's Bigfoot creature known as the skunk ape. And Mike has sent in some audio clips from that night. And unfortunately, there's one on there that we can't share, because we can't edit the words on it, but so we have to make sure that we don't get too excited when we're out there, right? Anyway, so Sarge, our awesome producer, is going to play some of those clips right now, and then we can talk about them. So let's hear some of the stuff that went on that night. Now, what was that the sound of, Mike?
Was that the first vocal, Amanda? Was that the first one?
No, that was the second one after you did the samurai sound.
Okay, so did you play ask her.
Did you play the samurai sound?
No, he did a vocal like that. You know what I mean? So he did a vocal on his own. It sounds like the Sierra sound.
Oh, I'd love to hear.
Because then I could do it. Do a little bit.
Let's hear that.
Well,
do it.
I really don't want to do that right now. But yeah, so okay. I couldn't hear. Did it play when you guys played it? Can you hear it?
It did. It's very quiet. It's very quiet.
Yeah, that's the one that was after that. Isn't another one that was better, but maybe it didn't work. Like I said, I was having trouble like getting those little teeny tiny pieces, and then my voice recorder where I was cutting the pieces from said unable to play this media file on every single one of them. So I was like, oh my gosh.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Jen?
Oh yes. Oh, absolutely.
I was so upset.
Well, let's move on to the next audio file. If you could play that for us, please, Sarge, that'd be great. Awesome. So there was knocks back there. I know it's harder to hear on the radio, I think, but I know in the moment everything in person sounds so much clearer than it does on the recordings all the time.
Yeah, they were responding to him. He did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy.
All right.
So do you?
I think
can I ask
one more recording? Let's hear that one if we can, Sarge.
Did you hear that knock?
Yes.
Did you hear that knock? Yes.
Okay. So there was another knock. So that must be the three files that we had. I think the one that was the best audio file was the one that we couldn't edit the swear words out of.
Yeah, that was the Rock Throne. But there was another vocal that was so good. I wish it could play. It was I think it was the first one I sent Jen, but I don't know. Like I said, it might not work because I was struggling with my voice recording that my cousin Mike put on my phone, downloaded on my phone, where everything is, for whatever reason. Everything was unable to play the media file whenever I was trying to cut it off, cut the little pieces out, you know?
So do you guys have these audio recordings anywhere out on the internet for anybody to hear on your website or anything?
We could probably do it off her phone and put it on, you know, something that we could probably make it usable. I know with that activity that night, I got my crew all fired up. So, we definitely want to go back there. Mike's big dish he has, we definitely want to ship that to her house. Like I said, it was like I had very limited equipment. And when I got on the plane and had the flare, they was all like, oh, what is this? And it was just like, hey, let's go out. I'll show you what we kind of do. And the BFRO had, you know, like sightings in the Ocala National Forest. And we kind of, I know a guy named Randy that kind of said, hey, if you go over here to this area, there's supposed to be a lot of activity. And it was basically, I'll just show you what we was going to do. And that's the surprise moment, just like what happened to me, Mike, and my son, October 11, 2014, all heck broke loose. And that's what happened to me and her, all heck broke loose. And he was not totally, totally prepared for that. So,
yeah, he kept saying all night, I wish my night suckers were here. I wish my night suckers. He's like, I'm bringing my night suckers back. I'm bringing my night suckers back. And he was, when he said go down that little road, you know, of course, I didn't think anything was going to happen. He said nothing was going to happen. He said, I'm just going to tell you, 99% of the time, nothing happens. Don't expect anything to happen. I said, okay.
And you didn't.
But then it was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, the first time.
When I seen that gator, that was crazy.
Yeah. It was cool. Forget the gator. Gators are everywhere. Gators are just Florida.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask, Amanda, you've probably seen many gators, but Mike, was that your first gator you've ever seen?
Well, like going and visiting my family, like my brother, he used to live in South Carolina, but at night, seeing in the eyes, and we heard it, you know, it does that snort.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was just like, okay, I was like, well, we knew it was a safe zone, but when I heard them knocks in the distance, I was like, oh my God, there's so much going on here. And then you'd see, you know, because, you know, it's wintertime here in Ohio, so there's no leaves, everything's dead, but everything's alive there in Florida. It's like, they got the leaves, they got the trees, you know, and it was one of my top five moments of encounters of activity. It was up there in the top five.
Nice. Is it one of your favorite places to go?
That was unbelievable. You know.
And it sounds like a jungle. Literally.
Yeah.
It is a jungle. It's a forest.
So it's because you're by the water. Beach making you want to move. It's not just the beach wanting to make you move to Florida now, is it, Mike?
Well, I am tired of our winter, so Amanda's daughter actually goes to college there in Minnesota.
Oh, the poor girl.
Yeah, she's at St. Cloud State.
Minnesota.
She's at St. Cloud State, and she works at St. Ben. She's at St. Cloud State, but she works at St. Ben. St. Ben, St.
Awesome.
John, but she goes to St. Cloud State. She's getting her master's.
I do have to apologize. You know, I think there's a little bit of a time lapse between you guys, all four of us, because I know that sometimes we can't quite hear and we may sound like we're talking over you, but we're not. I apologize.
No problem.
Has she been telling you how cold it is? Has she been like,
yes,
freaking out?
I have another daughter in Alaska, so we've been comparing weather, and then I have another one in Kentucky. My son's here in Gainesville, so we make jokes that the Minnesota weather is like always colder than the Fairbanks, Alaska weather. It's crazy.
That's what I was going to ask. Which one is different? I mean, which one is colder? So it is
Minnesota. Yes, it is Minnesota. It's always colder. We look at the weather all the time, and it's the big joke. We're constantly sending, like, my daughter in Minnesota makes memes about the weather being colder in Minnesota than in Alaska.
Oh,
and then my daughter in Alaska is like, yeah, it's 9 degrees here. And my daughter in Minnesota is like, it's negative degrees. It's negative 20, negative whatever.
Oh, that's
so wild.
Well, Mike, have you ever been in the Midwest up toward Minnesota, North Dakota area?
No, I have not. I'd like to go maybe summertime.
Oh, yeah, definitely go in the summer, fall. Well, summer or fall, spring gets a little bit wet. But we would love to take you guys out there. If you guys ever are in the area, you should come by and we'll take you out to some of the different areas that we kind of frequent. And I think you'd be really impressed because a lot of the areas that we go to, there's not a lot of people that even are, I mean, allowed to be in, you know what I mean? So it's really untouched.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I might take you guys up on that if I visit my daughter again this year around October. I don't know if you guys go then, but.
October, well, we do have some different events that we have to, well, not have to, we are lucky enough to go to and speak at. So we do have some of those plans, but yeah, keep in touch and we'll plan something. That would be really cool.
I would love that.
I love going out in October because there's no bugs. It's a little chilly, but not too cold.
As Jen said, the mosquitoes, the state bird, she says.
It's our state bird, the mosquito.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful when they're gone. Do you guys have a lot of mosquitoes out there? Well, hey, speaking of, when you guys were out there, were there a lot of bugs or anything? Did you guys have to wear any, like, bug spray or anything?
No, it was perfect. And that was the thing because a lot of, like, one of my other girlfriends, she's my best friend, she said she would go when it's not cold. But then she was actually making jokes because I was like, look, it's a sign for tonight. And I sent her that picture of the Sasquatch on the back of the truck, the sticker. And she says, are we going to go squatching tonight? You can carry in the suits tonight. But she was just joking, but she probably won't go either. But she said she might go when it gets warmer. But then you have like so many bugs. I mean, we'd have to wear like a bee suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's by the water. So the mosquitoes are going to be like, you'll be breathing them. Like literally. You know what I mean? Like it's horrible. So that's the only thing about when it warms up. So it was perfect. I mean, it was cold that night, but we just layered up and it was great. There was no bugs. I mean, you could hear the bugs like in the woods, like crickets and everything was talking, you know, all the jungle. Oh, it got quiet at one time. And my cousin was like, oh God, when it gets so like that, something's going to happen. So they're going to do a call. So we were waiting. It was so creepy. That happened to me when I went by myself, which was petrifying because I was by the water by myself. Oh. Oh, and my flashlight went out. My phone light wouldn't work. It was horrible.
That sounds familiar too. You know, man, that's why you can't go out alone. Because even if you have two people, well, you know, Mike, you know, you got to be prepared with a lot of extra batteries if you go out. Because if things are drained and they're drained quick and it's dark, it's hard to make your way back.
Yep, I understand. Yep, I know all about that. So. Yep. Yeah, I think we're going to plan on going back next January because it seems like for February because it's like it's good time there, you know. But I mean, she was cold, but 60 degrees. It was 55 at night. That's perfect for me, you know, because
he was fine.
That's how it is in the summertime when I'm out squatching, like, you know, with my group at 2 o'clock.
Weather now.
Yeah. I was chilly today. It was like, oh my God, it's 58.
Hey, Mike, can you tell us what you think the differences are between the skunk ape in the Bigfoots in Ohio? Do you think there's a difference?
Well, they always said they're smaller, like maybe reddish, you know, because it seems like they fit their terrain. But the aggressive pattern, what I experienced in Florida, is the same as Ohio or probably somewhere else. If they don't, they don't want you in their area, they don't want you in that area, you know. So, you know, and I don't know, you know, I think like the Texas, like the Boggy Creek, I think it's, I think they, you know, maybe they're here in Florida at this time and then they just migrate back over here. I you know, I know there's probably tons of them, but I just think they adapt to their terrain because they're a little bit smaller, you know. So I don't know, but I just don't know what we're dealing with. But the
I think there was
I know their attitudes are the same. Their attitudes are the same, definitely.
So do you think the skunk ape obviously smells bad? Do you think it smells worse than the Bigfoot in Ohio?
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely.
Does it smell like a skunky smell versus maybe just a bad body odor smell?
It just depends, you know, like a wet dog type of smell. So mm-hmm. Now that night we didn't smell nothing like that.
See.
Mm-hmm. And then being in the swamp, so you know, I don't know. We didn't smell nothing like that.
So you didn't smell anything when you were hearing all of this stuff and they were so close, you didn't smell anything?
No.
Not, you know, I don't know if it's because it ain't like, it's 105 degrees in Florida in July, but right there at that time, no.
Yeah. Maybe it was due to the weather, because I know when it's colder out, those smells just aren't as stagnant.
Well, it was very still, too. There was no wind or anything to blow in the air toward anybody. Like, it was just, you know.
It was perfect weather to hear stuff, definitely.
Yeah, there was no wind blowing anything, like, to waft our way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were always staying ahead of us, like.
Very cool. Did we lose
you? It was cool. It was terrifying.
I'm here. It's my internet is just struggling tonight. I don't know what the problem is.
Oh, okay.
I keep telling me I have a poor connection.
Well, maybe I should take my video off. Maybe that might help here.
I took your video off. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm without video.
Here,
audio only.
Oh, I just went audio only too. Now, so normally during a radio show, Jen and I get to look at each other and smile and, you know, point. And usually we get to, you know, get to see the video or the audio and the video of the guests we have on too. So we get to, you know, have a little bit of fun, see each other. That's why when we first called you, I was like, oh, it's a picture of a telephone. I was so disappointed I didn't get to see you guys. Because, you know, that's the fun of these Skype, the radio show is just to get to see everybody. It's kind of like a good
group meeting. I wanted to see you guys too.
We're looking good tonight, I'm telling you what.
I know you are. I know. I can feel it from here.
I know
right? You are.
I'm kidding. Oh Lordy. Well Mike, you gotta say something. You're so quiet.
I'm just listening. I'm listening.
Well you've
I'm
got
good.
Three
you girls are good.
Well, you've got three ladies.
To say he's looking good tonight, too. I bet he wants to say that, but he doesn't dare.
Well, then let's say it for Mike. You are looking good tonight. And I bet Bigfoot thought the same that night.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. They were responding to him. If you haven't heard, like, his live, like, real life, like, in person, like, when he does a vocal, it's crazy. It was crazy. He was really pulling it out of them because basically, if you could hear the whole thing, you can hear, like, you know, he knocks, they knock. He calls, they call. You know what I mean? So he definitely can get them to respond for sure. It's incredible. It's actually unbelievable. His calls are crazy.
Well, one of these days, Mike, Jen and I and Tammy are going to go with you guys, and we are going to hear that up close and personal. But here's the thing. Okay, I had somebody else contact me last night because they had gotten a call that there was a Bigfoot and they needed help. This was someone who had the person that called a friend of ours. Actually, his name is Zach. Hi, Zach, if you're listening. Anyway, he had gotten a call because someone who would normally research ghosts thought that maybe he saw Bigfoot. He had no idea what to do, so he called Zach. And so Zach's mom was waiting in the truck, and she was giving me a play-by-play, and she said, boy, they were really, really active. I wonder if right now is just, like, this time of the year is just an active place for the warmer climate, you know, the warmer states.
Oh, yeah. I think Cousin said it migrates.
Mike, did you say what were you going to say?
Well, like the ones that stay down south, they stay down south, and you know, I still think like the ones in Ohio. I don't really believe they leave, you know, Ohio. I just think they go, you know, underground or whatever. You know, not to say that they're not out, because there is some people that, you know, they find tracks in the wintertime, but when it was like -7 degrees, I don't go squatching. You know, it just, that's just not my portray. But going to Florida, I'm like, hey, yeah, it's nice out. Let's go. And there they are. You know, like Amanda, my cousin, said the bears there in Florida, they don't hibernate like they do, you know, like up north and other states, you know, because it's the warmer climate. You know, they have bear problems year round.
Oh, wow. I guess that would make a lot of sense. Yeah, we just, ours pretty much go to sleep all winter. They don't want to wake up. They like, I don't know.
I don't blame them.
I know, right? Well, you guys are pretty cold too in Ohio. I mean, you're not quite as cold.
But... yeah, we've been cold. Yeah, we've been cold the last couple of weeks. So, but yeah, you definitely, you guys get to come to Ohio. We'll take you out to our, you know, our locations and stuff. So.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be that is going to be a date. Don't you refuse it. Not a real date.
So
you're married, but
how did you guys meet? Because I need to find somebody to go squatching with. How did you guys find each other?
Jenna and I? We've been friends for years. And I think my first connection to her was I went to massage therapy school with her brother. And then I started to do some work at the company that she was working at. So that's how we met years and years and years ago. And we became friends. And when I started looking for Bigfoot, I started telling her about how much fun I was having. And she's like, sign me up.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's been interesting because we've had different people on our team over time. And sometimes when you're out there in the dark and things start to happen, sometimes the ladies who seemed like they had it going on, seasoned paranormal investigators who had been, you know, in scary situations and hauntings many, many times, they jump, run to the car, lock themselves in the car, and they don't want to get back out because that was too scary. So
it is scary. I was voiced out though. I was meditating.
You know,
and terrified. It was weird.
Here's a big thing too, is, you know, people often think, okay, Bigfoot is one thing, spirits are another thing, aliens is another thing, but really they could all have so much to do with each other. So, you know,
I agree too. I was just telling somebody that the other day. I see all these it was actually yesterday. I was like, I see all these connections. I'm like, when my dad spoke to me after he passed in a dream, he was like using telepathy to talk to me. Like, he wasn't talking to me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you hear the same thing with like aliens and then Bigfoot. So here you go.
Oh, like, and
it's all connected.
There are so many theories. Mike, I don't think I've ever asked you the question about what you think about that, if you think they're all connected.
I think one way or another they are. You know, he was put here. I used to think these things was totally a Gigantopithecus running around. I've changed my theory the last 10 to 12 years, especially what's happened as far as, I still think they're a flesh and blood creature. They're biped. They have ape characteristics, but the Bigfoot, they have powers that you cannot explain. We actually have a psychic that's going to go with us this year. I can't really get into details, but We've had stuff that's happened to us we just can't explain. And
yeah, they have stealth mode.
The activity is real. And it's just, I don't know. I used to think one way, now I think another.
See, and that's the thing. We change all the time. Sorry to interrupt, but you have to, because things change. You learn more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it's possible also that there are some Bigfoots that are, you know, flesh and blood version of an undiscovered great ape. And I think there's maybe perhaps other kinds of Bigfoots that are more advanced, you know, because the one that we encountered when we were in at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference expedition, that one seemed to me more flesh and blood, just hanging out in the woods, wasn't really as advanced as the other ones that I seem to have encountered before.
Yeah, more like more gorilla-like, right? More primate-like.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a completely different feel to me. I felt like I was dealing with a flesh and blood creature that was, you know, more gorilla-like rather than what I had experienced in the past. So, and with that, we are at the end of the show. So I want to tell everybody, please go on to Facebook and find the Ohio Night Stalkers page and click like on there, because then you can see where they're at and what they're doing and where they're going to be, and if they can hear them wherever they're at. And I want to thank you guys for coming on the show tonight. It's been a blast. I can't wait to listen to the whole thing later. Thank you so much.
Guys.
Good night.
Thanks, girls. Thanks, you fuckers.
Oh, you got it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.